February 26, Secret of Sanctification. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Christ commissions us to shine as lights in the world by reflecting the light of God as seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Who among us is doing this? Are our lives all aglow with this wondrous light? God expects every one of us to reflect His image to the world. We have been led on step by step to make advancement. We have walked and worked by faith, and we need to discipline ourselves to endure hardship as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We want good, strong minds that are not easily discouraged, minds that are educated to grapple with the difficulties we shall meet and wrestle with and conquer hard problems. We must lift the standard of truth in the towns and cities around us. We must see what is to be done and do it in the love and fear of God. When we have gone just as far as we can by faith, then the Lord will undertake in our behalf. It is God who has inspired us to commence this work. We have gone forward step by step, praying, believing, working. God is the author of our faith, and when we each act our individual part, He perfects the work, glorifying His own name in the finishing of it. The Lord inspires His consecrated workmen to work not from what they see, but from what the Lord sees. We need to strengthen our souls with hope, the twin sister of faith. God's workers must live in perfect submission to the will of God. There is danger of working at cross purposes with God, for man wants to work his way, which he supposes is the very best way in which to bring about the purposes of God. But we cannot have our own way and will. God must work in us and by us and through us. We are to be in the hands of God as clay in the hands of the potter, for Him to mold after the divine similitude. Our hearts need to be wholly sanctified to God. Let us not seek to retain our own way and will. God has given us His truth, that it may sanctify, refine, and ennoble the whole man. This is the will of God concerning you, He said, even your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. Manuscript 70, February 26, 1899, Laborers Together with God.